Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. This afternoon, we will hear from three Southeast Iowa leaders talking about what they expect during 2013. Joining us first is Rick Larkin, who was elected chairman of the Lee County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday after spending 2012 as vice chairman. Larkin said following his election as chairman that Lee County is in pretty good shape to start the new year.
The consolidation allowed us to regroup some money that we had saved. And with this new factory or business coming in out by Weaver, eventually that will provide some additional funds for us in some of our accounts. So all that's going to help us. So I think the future looks pretty rosy for the county board. This year in particular, we're going to be working on county jail, the improvements that we're going to do out there. I know this is controversial, but there'll probably be some times we'll look at some consolidation issues. And there's a number of other things that will come up as the year progresses.
When it comes to the finances, are we reaching the point where maybe it's not such a drastic cut when it comes at budget time?
Well, I don't think it would be such a drastic budget cut, but we're still going to have to probably cut out a lot of the things that the department heads want to do, because there's a lot of build-up needs and things that people for the various departments feel that they should have done. We can't do them all at once. And so we'll have to sit down and look and see how much money we actually have, what we can accomplish, and what's most important. And then from that point on, then we'll decide which needs need to be done first, and we'll proceed with that.
You talked about the idea of maybe a little more of the movement toward the kind of the one county idea. Now, you've still got the two seats, obviously, the two courthouses and such. What are some of the ways that people could maybe see it on a smaller scale in 2013?
Well, I think also right now, today, we decided to hold the board meeting out at the sheriff's office, and that's in one location. And basically, we're going to do that for the rest of the year unless we have a budget, budget workshops we will hold at the courthouses, or if there's a need to have a meeting at a different location or a different time, different day and stuff, we'll do that. That's just sort of a lead into the consolidation process. Whether we'll do that this year, who all knows when that's going to happen, but at least it keeps in front of the public because, we saved a substantial amount of money by doing what we did 2 years ago. And to do, if we follow up and it's in our interest to continue doing it, I mean, I'm sure we'll look at it.
I know a couple of board members have really even campaigned on the idea of trying to reverse the reorganization here. Do you think that's something that could get brought up for a vote, or are you personally happy with how it's been with the auditor and treasurer's office in Fort Madison, the recorder and assessor's office in Keokuk?
With minor problems, it has worked out. A lot of people are sort of upset by having different, having to travel from Keokuk to Fort Madison to do business. But we've tried to work with setting up systems where people can take their business into the courthouse in Keokuk. It's brought up by staff there, and then it's returned the next day. We've tried to do a number of those things to ease the burden, but, eventually we're going to have to take a look at it and see what if it can be done. My opinion on consolidating is you got to take a look at it. And every opportunity that arises, like looking at the junior high school, that was an opportunity that we looked at. Probably didn't pan out, but we looked at it, and we're going to have to look at every option that comes along. We're not elected to be on the board just to sit back and not do anything. We got to look at all the options that come up. And I just don't want people to get too upset when one member of the board is looking at something that maybe could lead to something. But I think it's incumbent on us to look at every opportunity. As far as consolidation going, I think it's been fairly successful. I know there's a lot of people, especially in the southern end of the county, that probably don't agree with that. But it is something that we're going to continue looking at.
One of the other issues that could come up pretty quickly for the board is the joint building between the conservation and the Board of Health. There was talk of wanting to have that threshold met by the beginning of the year here. I mean, we're now at the beginning of the year. Is that something that you want to bring up as to the where that project goes?
Well, I haven't really checked with the Health Department or the Conservation Board to know where they're at on that raising those funds. If they haven't raised those funds, the board may consider extending the amount of time that they have to do that, or we may look at other options. One option was moving the health department maybe into the junior high. With a private owner, I don't know whether that's possible, but there's a possibility. Or we could look for other additional buildings around town, or a number of options that could help, maybe like with the health department. With the conservation department, we'll have to talk to them and see what how they're doing. If they've come close to meeting that goal, then the whole thing was that it would go sent to a referendum, I guess, on that part. So, but we haven't really heard from the two entities yet. I will be talking with them, and we'll get to see how they've done and have some discussions on how they want to proceed.
Do you think that could be this month? Because January is a very busy month for the board.
I will be talking to very shortly because you're right, this is budget time, and they need to be able to, if we're going to make a move or going to do something, they need to be able to put something into their budget to maybe handle that.
Joining us next is Tom Broker, who on Wednesday was elected to a second consecutive term as chairman of the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. He said following the meeting that it's an honor to again be chosen to lead the board.
I'm glad I had the confidence of the other members of the board. I have confidence in them, and any of the three can do that job.
What direction is Des Moines County going in right now? You're just coming off a year as the chairman, continuing that position. What direction do you see Des Moines County going in?
We've got some things we need to address. We need a location for the county attorney's office. It's currently in the Burlington City Police Department, and that building is ending an age of its useful life, so that will have to be addressed, same as most every county in the state of Iowa. We have budget concerns. We don't want to raise taxes. There's always things that need to be done. We're curious what new rules the state might impose on us, but there's nothing we can do about that but try to keep an eye on that. And we're looking forward to a good year. We've got a new member. We're looking forward to working with Mr. Carey, and I think he'll be a fine supervisor. And work with Bob for 2 years now, and I've learned a lot from Bob, and he's good to work with.
Yeah, obviously talking about Jim Carey and Bob Beck, the other supervisors on the board. When it comes, you mentioned the budget. That's obviously one of the big things any county board does. How are the early numbers looking here? You're starting to talk with some of the other agencies, other departments. How are things looking at this point?
Our first budget hearing is in about 5 minutes. So it's sort of hard for me to tell you right now. I really don't have a handle on that. Hoping things look well, and I'm sure there'll be some tough decisions and probably some things that we would like to fund that we won't be able to.
Any messages that the board has sent out to department heads when it comes to them crafting their budgets? Have you guys kind of sent anything saying, hey, we'd like to see them kind of like this?
We'd like to see them as low as possible. They realize they've got statutory responsibilities and that those responsibilities need to be fulfilled. And there's not a lot we can do beyond that.
Any goals for yourself? I mean, coming in a second year as chairman, any goals for yourself?
Well, I hope we do as well as I think the boards that preceded me do. I think Mr. Beck's a resource to rely on. And as far as goals, like I said, we need to do something for the county attorney's office, keep the taxpayers happy, the public safe, and the roads clear.
When it comes to that, is it something you guys would look to maybe the city to work with? There's been so much talk about that in the past. Or is this something that maybe Des Moines County would look for a new facility for them or a new location for them on its own?
We've looked for a number of things. We really don't have a handle on that, at least not at this time. But someone said today that the city would like to have a meeting with us and the city council. I had not heard that, but look forward to any input they might have and curious about what the future of the police station is.
And then the other thing you talked about, what goes on in Des Moines, obviously the biggest thing has been the mental health. You guys have been really involved, really discussing that. What do you see when it comes to that redesign for Des Moines County residents in 2013?
That's the problem with mental health redesign, because they aren't finished with it, and nobody really knows what to expect. We're also concerned about property tax reform and how that'll come out, road funding. There's a number of issues bouncing around in Des Moines that we'll have a close eye on.
And finally, we are joined by Keokuk Mayor Tom Marion. Marion is hopeful that 2013 means economic development for his city.
We've been waiting for 3 years for Amjet, to hydro turbine plant, to get started. This may be the year. We hope so. he's got to get something going pretty soon. So we're looking forward to that. We're also going to try to work more with KEDC and go out and actually recruit businesses and try to meet with them. We're going to go to some of these conferences and shows, just as Amjet had a big water hydropower conference.
And that's what it seems. It seems more in the past it's been kind of the city would try to help KEDC. It almost sounds like maybe more growing into that partnership idea.
I think so. And there's a change in some of the leadership on KEDC. So I think we can go out there and, you know, people don't know about Keokuk. I can talk about incentives and what we can do to help them out and make Keokuk, you know, we've got rail, we've got water transportation, we've got air. We can do it all.
Any personal goals for you as mayor, where you'd like to see the city going, where you'd like to maybe see the council looking in 2013?
Well, I'd certainly like to progress in a lot of the infrastructure issues. I think that's one of the things that's really, when people come to Keokuk, they see our streets, they see our other infrastructure situations. We're working right now, of course, on Grand Avenue, but we're planning on possibly going an extra $1 million in the bond so that we can do some other streets. It's an attitude, too. You've got to change the attitude in Keokuk. And I'll be a cheerleader. I'll do whatever I can to get people to make improvements in Keokuk. It's tired of saying, oh, we're never going to get anywhere. We got to do something.
I'd assume a big project that will continue in 2013 is the sewer system, obviously the separation. Is everything on track when it comes to that? There is so much work with the EPA keeping things going. Is Keokuk still in line as we start 2013?
Yes, we are. And one of the next big issues is that we have to, we've televised all our sewers. The information has to be put together. So we have to make a report by July 1, 2013. For the EPA, that's part of our progress plan, and we're at the point where we think we can do that and get everything done. So, yeah, we're moving on. We're going to do the Victory Park section as soon as the weather changes, so we're working into that, but it's a time-consuming process, and I wouldn't be surprised if the 20 years drag out a little longer than 20 years. I think there are going to be different things happening with the EPA, as a matter of fact.
Any other projects, anything that maybe has been on the radar and maybe gone off the radar that you really would like to see coming up this year?
Well, I'd just like to see, you know, we got to work together and citizens got to understand, you know, we have improvements, but they can help make those improvements. I mean, little things from tree branches hanging over the street. Trim those trees. We got emergency vehicles. We got fire trucks. We got ambulances. We've got to do things like that. I hope to really, the downtown summit, Main Street Summit this last year was fabulous because we got out and people got out and cleaned up Main Street. We had people making compliments saying, this is a real Main Street. You got a lot of communities got squares. They said, this is what Main Street's all about. They raved about the town. They raved about the conference. You know, those are things where you can get public and private people working together and try to do some of the things like that. We also are working really seriously on cleaning up some of the derelict properties. And I know next door at the Eagles, the old Eagles building is now being just about finished on rehab. They hope, and we hope to encourage them to get another building when they start getting payback. And we'll work with them to try to rehab buildings rather than tear them down.
That was Keokuk Mayor Tom Marion. We were also joined this afternoon by Lee County Board of Supervisors Chairman Rick Larkin and Des Moines County Board of Supervisors Chairman Tom Broker. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.